This is Julie Hersey, and today I'm reading a poem that was written by a very hypothermic Keith Cavisto 15 minutes after he went overboard with a pot out cod potting. He says, "I owe my life to Chris and Aaron Grenier and Colin Martins. Thank you for making sure I get to see another sunrise." The poem is called "The Debt That All Men Pay." The day that all men pay cannot be weighed in gold. It can only be paid when your body turns cold. Some try to elude it, but we all must pay, for the reaper takes his earnings on your last day. You have one life to live, and it's a valuable prize, for you get to choose what comes with each sunrise. I have met with the reaper and discussed my debt, said I can't afford to pay you, not just yet. We have met twice, my friend, and yet we will once more, and I know I shall pay you, as many have before. The debt that all men pay cuts us deep like a knife, for the debt that all men pay is, yes, your life.
Hi, this is Dave Nauman, host of the Milk Crate Sessions. I got a poem for you. This is Edward Abbey. Benedictio, may your trails be crooked, winding, lonesome, dangerous, leading to the most amazing views. May your mountains rise into and above the clouds. May your rivers flow without end, meandering through pastoral valleys, tinkling with bells, past temples and castles and poets' towers, into a dark primeval forest where tigers belch and monkeys howl, through miasmal and mysterious swamps, down into a desert of red rock, blue mesas, domes and pinnacles and grottos of endless stone, and down again into deep, vast, ancient, unknown chasm where bars of sunlight blaze on profiled cliffs, where deer walk across white sandy beaches, where storms come and go as lightning clangs upon the high crags, where something strange and more beautiful and more full of wonder than your deepest dreams waits you beyond that next turning of the canyon walls. So long.